This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military announced on Sunday it has withdrawn its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, wrapping up a key phase in its ground offensive against the Hamas militant group. But defense officials say troops are merely regrouping as the army prepares to move into Hamas's last stronghold, Rafah. The southern Gaza city shelters some 1.4 million people. The withdrawal brings Israel's troop presence in the territory to one of the lowest levels since the war began. International pressure is building against Israel concerning the humanitarian toll of its war against Hamas in Palestinian territories. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
The charity's founder, Chef Jose Andres, suspended aid operations in Gaza, calling for the Israeli military to do more to safeguard civilians in an active war zone. World Central Kitchen and Israel's strategic allies called for an immediate and independent investigation into the strike. Israel dismissed two officers in connection with the incident. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the strike tragic, but he remained steadfast in ignoring international calls for a humanitarian ceasefire until Hamas releases all hostages held. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Houthi forces in Yemen said on Sunday they had launched rockets and drones targeting a British ship and two Israeli vessels that were heading to Israeli ports and at several U.S. ships in the Red Sea. Houthi attacks have disrupted global shipping through the Suez Canal, forcing firms to reroute. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S. designated.